I ain't tryna. Yeah, ain't tryna be cool like you. Wobbling around in your high heel shoes. I'm clumsy, made friends with the floor. 2 for 1, you know a bitch by 4. And 2 left feet, you know I always drop. First thing a girl did was a bop. And the whole damn cake and the cherry on top. Shook up the bottom, made a good girl pop. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a shine like gloss. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a shine like gloss. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a shine like gloss. I'm a bitch.
Okay. I think this might have been the first mention of the town of, or the city of Encino.
Oh, I haven't watched the show in its entirety before. So we've mentioned, Encino's never been.
We've mentioned Woodland Hills, but
yes.
But they've never sold property there before. This may be the farthest out we've gone. We've been in Sherman Oaks. I'm talking about in the valley.
But Woodland Hills is farther out than Encino.
They're right, almost the same though. But
Encino is technically before.
That's
Woodland
true.
Hills.
But Woodland Hills, they haven't sold anything. That was Nicole's house.
Yeah. That was Nicole's house. Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm saying I think this might be the farthest out.
That's kind of shocking to me, because the Kardashians, like Encino, is insanely rich. People live out there.
I agree, but it.
I haven't watched all the seasons like you have, so I didn't
maybe,
think anything
maybe,
of it.
Maybe there are things that are further out. They don't go far. They don't go to Calabasas.
No, yeah. I believe you. I just can't believe they've never said Encino before.
You know how they are about the valley. Like Chrishell shows things in Sherman Oaks, and that's too far for them. They sell like Sunset, so yeah. It doesn't surprise me at all, but. I think that the new slogan could be for Encino. It's not as far as you think it is. Come to Encino, Chrishell said it. It's not as far as you think it is. If someone puts Encino like up there and put that, can you Photoshop
that? They do have that big sign that says Encino over the street.
If someone can Photoshop that in, we can send it to them. They have to pay me though.
Right over Balboa. That's where they can put it.
It's not as far as you think it is.
It's far.
You know what? It is. Anything out in the valley is just far. And it feels far because you're on the 101 and it's always trafficy.
Well, really more the 405.
Oh, I go to the 101 to Encino.
Well, you're in Holloway, but a lot of people that live in Encino, because I know from working, a lot of people work in Century City. They work in Century City and they live in Encino, so they all just take the 405 up.
Oh, that's inhuman.
If somebody lives in Encino and works downtown, they're an idiot. That's too far. That is really too far.
You're driving home right now, listen to us, and you just sank down further in your car.
You need to find a job. That's a drive. No, thank you. No,
that's a really long drive. You know what I bet they would do? I bet they would take the 134 all the way to the 110. This sounds like the Californians. Then you take the 134 to 110. Y'all, this is Selling Sunset, Season 6, Episode 5, Mismanagement.
Hey,
if you're nasty.
I ain't gonna do shit, because I got to worry about the apartment.
The penthouses, yes.
Boy.
Oh, Chrishell, y'all, just to start out, Chrishell is meeting Dougal. Chelsea. Did I put, this was Chrishell. She's meeting Chrishell, Dougal and Jonathan. And the tiny dog who's named Pixie. I have a feeling that one of these men is a homosexual.
Shocker.
I don't know which one. And later on, Amanda and Heather are there. This house was actually quite nice, too. This was...
It's cute.
And they're talking about... And we segue again into birthday conversation. I'm not sure how they did it this time. This house is 78 years old, almost like Heather, who's 35. How was your birthday?
Loved your birthday. And then Amanda says, well, some news broke, and they talked about how...
news broke.
Basically, Nick Cannon got any more kids.
Yeah,
Yeah, she's like, yeah, that's what she said. I'm losing my left knee.
And I have alopecia. Yeah.
We're going to feel real bad if she ends up having cancer.
Oh, my God. Stop.
But so she, y'all, she, again, they're talking about Nick Cannon. And I was like, when were Nick Cannon and Christine in the show? I guess not. But they bring up how Chelsea is like low-key blaming her for her decision. And I don't know if Bree should be blamed, but I will say, I don't think you can be surprised when someone has the 11th kid with you and then you go, oh my God, how could you have that 12th child?
You could have knocked me over with a feather.
You could have knocked me up and then knocked me over.
It is right. I don't think that was out of the realm of possibility to yeah. that child. He when he says, baby, I'm done.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think Bree said this. We don't talk about that stuff. The fact is, he doesn't communicate that at all. And, you know, that wouldn't be for me what I would need. But if no. Bree is fine with it, let her do it, you know. But, yeah, I think she's probably feeling yeah. quite powerless at that point. But it's not good to hear, you know.
No, it's not.
And Amanda even says, she doesn't need to make this make sense to anybody else. And then finally it ends with Heather saying, you don't have to like everybody.
Look, guys, I'm pregnant.
You know what? She annoyed the shit out of me the first like two seasons. Then I kind of grew to, she's just this cute, dumb girl. And I think she actually plays into more of the dumb stereotype that because she's not really dumb. She's just kind of there.
I think she's like cotton candy. If you don't like cotton candy because it's too sweet, it's still pretty to look at.
It's still pretty to look at. And you know what? The show, if she were to be gone from the show, I'd miss her. It's that
I know
it's that quality.
You talk about it too much tonight.
I know, I kind of do like her.
No, you love her.
So, Bree, meanwhile, is seeing...
You would... If you saw her in person, you would fan her so badly.
And she goes, oh my God, do you watch the show?
You would. And you would talk about my boyfriend or whoever you're dating. Or you would say, my boyfriend loves it when I give him a blowjob in front of a mirror, too. And you would be inappropriate. And then you would come back to me and say... Heather and I are best friends.
We're going to Cafe Gratitude next week.
Exactly. I just read you for Phil.
She's got a table at Hyde, which I don't think is even open anymore.
I think they're closed, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, we're going to Chateau Marmont in 2 weeks. She wouldn't hang out with me.
So we get, is this the first time we met Chelsea's husband, Jeff?
Oh, no. We've seen him before.
Oh, I couldn't remember.
He's wealthy. Shocker.
Shocker.
I was going to say, the one thing about Bree, just to put this. Bree, meet.
Rich people's house.
The partner of the boxer, Breonte something. And he has 8 kids. And there's a $15,000 coffee maker. I don't care what kind of coffee it makes. It ain't worth 15 grand. I'm going to say that now.
No.
They're thinking about trying to do a cash offer. So, yeah, Chelsea's with her husband, Jeff. I don't know what crustacean it was, the restaurant. I've never been. This place looks
I've heard of that place.
Sheeshy.
Yeah.
And basically, Jeff's like, I think you're doing everything right. You need to be a bitch, but you're my bitch. So come to Hellman and have sex with me.
And she's kind of like fine with that. I mean, she basically, again, it goes, and he's like, well, and she's talking about Chrishell and Nicole. And she's like, I think she's just dragging Mary. Boy, I cannot wait to see Mary freak out at this reunion. God, I hope Tan France hosts again, because Mary's just going to be like, and then Chelsea said, she's just going to explode.
Chelsea will do a lot of backpedaling because you don't come for Mary. If you're Jason, in Jason's book, Jason can come for Mary,
although
nobody else can.
kind of later, Jason does. Let's, speaking of, y'all, Mary shows up at the apartments with Romaine, who looks like the goddamn, who looks just like Thor. God.
I would give anything to play, I don't know, operation on top of his body. Just to lay on his trunk of a body and gaze upon the clouds.
I think if Jesus himself said, came down and said, look, Matt, you're gonna live till 90. But I'll give you one night with Romaine of him just slamming you up the door repeatedly.
But you're gonna die tomorrow.
Making passion. I'd have to pause. I'd have to pause.
Grab you in those big tree trunk arms, kind of like Popeye arms.
Yeah, yeah. If he took it down to 80, I'd say done. Let's deal. Let's do it.
He is something. Fuck.
He's something.
So the penthouse. She's like, oh my there's god, Jason's coming back from Europe. Oh my god.
There's two different ones. There's two different ones. Falling. There's two different. Scott, that it literally is chicken, chicken little, chicken hen,
chicken, the little red hen. Who's it? No, was it Chicken Little who had the sky was falling?
I think Chicken Little.
Yeah. I'm not, need to go back to my fables.
Or not. you need to go back to your gables.
Oh, I should write a book called Poodle's Book of Gables.
You should.
The Twink and the Old Man. There once was a twink who lived in Irvine.
Wow.
He came upon an old man who was sleeping. Of course, he took his wallet. As the man was waking upon the twink rooting around in his back pocket, he grabbed the twink and said, I'll give you my wallet if you let me fuck you. The twink replied, why not? It's something I do on the daily. Then wow. The old man proceeded to fuck the twink up against a tree repeatedly, over and over and over, until the twink said, I can't take it anymore. When is this over? And the old man said, I didn't tell you how many times I was going to fuck you. The end.
And if y'all think that's bad, you should hear the ass and the driver. We didn't even have to change the title for that one. It just gets worse.
Oh, yeah, that'll be like my third book that I write. Poodle's Book of Gables.
Okay. Let's just get that published.
They're good lessons, really. You can read them to your children. Morals, really.
Poodle, what defines a standing outfit?
That it's somehow flexible and for your body to fit into it. This was a leather skirt she was wearing, y'all. It's impossible to see this. This is Dadaist clothing. We are here. Although I love everything she wears. This is Chelsea we're talking
about. It's all ridiculous, but yeah, I do too.
Yes, this idea.
We're talking about Chelsea and Nicole.
Chelsea and Penelope.
Chelsea. And so Chelsea says, look, I want to lead with transparency. You were so professional, but I was taken aback by both of your paper, your behavior. You disrupted my
broker's open. Did you, the right before that, Nicole says, is it bad like to cheers with coffee? And and Chelsea goes, I don't care, girl.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care. That one's great.
She's hitting her stride. This is episode 5. She's really hitting her stride this season. I'm really enjoying her. And she does say, I was taken aback by your behavior. And Nicole flat out apologizes. I'm sorry. It shouldn't have happened. And then Chelsea's like, have you had a conversation with Mary about this because, you know, she really should be handling. She says, I tried to, but she ran away. And Nicole then tells her how the conversation with Mary went and completely misrepresents what happened.
Completely misrepresents it.
To the point she's like, well, right. She basically ignored me and she told me that I was doing it all wrong. No, she basically said you needed to fix it. And she wasn't going to get involved. And then Chelsea's like, well, you need to either fix it or step down.
Nicole actually said, she said, I don't want to deal with this and this can't happen while Jason's gone. Now, she did say that. She did say, I don't want to deal with this.
Yep.
But she cherry-picked what she wanted. Yes, and that's where Chelsea responds.
Yes. Later on in the office, meanwhile, Chelsea is talking about her son saying, I liked you with blonde hair. What do you think about this hair? She's like, what are you going to tell whether you like your friends, whether you like my blonde hair or my black hair? She's like, I'm going to tell them my mom wears a wig.
Truth.
Anyway, Bree is talking about her $33 million house. And Emma's like, uh-oh, I just had a client go through there and her offer is really good. And they go, I kind of want it, but I also want to scratch your face off.
But they seem to be like there now. Like
they're fine.
The hatchet has been buried. Yeah. And so Mary comes in and she sits down at Jason's desk. And
ooh, she's
like,
loving
I have an offer. Yeah, she's like, I have an offer on the 15th. And they start, she's like, but they don't want to buy, so they might lease. And then, y'all, there's a lot of real estate talk. There's a lot of real estate talk about leasing and numbers and 5 million versus 1 million. None of that matters. Nobody cares.
Because Bree's pumping her breast milk. That's yes. All you need to know.
Right there in front of everyone. That's
Which
what you need to
fine.
Know.
Which is fine.
What you do need to know, something that Mary and Chelsea both have in common, if one of them feels like they have been wronged, they can't let it go. They cannot marry. Mary's the same way. And Chelsea can't let it go. So Mary basically says, I don't think this is a good return. And Chelsea's like, well, I've got experience. She's kind of mumbling. And they kind of basically just end up just kind of, it was one of those sides where they're talking to each other and then they get quiet. Have you ever done that when you're talking to someone and you say, I don't agree with you. And they say, I don't agree with you. And you're like, well, I don't really agree with you. I don't really agree with you. And then you both just get quiet and finally you're just kind of mumbling. Going, and you walk away. Like that's kind of how this conversation went.
Usually when we disagree, I leave, I end it by screaming and slamming a door.
Usually. Yeah. But, you know, I know where I stand.
That's true. And y'all, she does say, Chelsea and Mary are talking later, that, and she's like, I think you really should have intervened. She was disappointed with my brokers open. And she's like, this is a very pressing issue. And Chelsea's like, well, maybe it's easier to take a step back. And Mary's like, oh, 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 oh. And she's like, drop all this until Jason gets back.
And Chelsea says, she's patronizing me, and I'm not taking advice from someone who can't be a manager.
God, she's good drama.
I will say this. Bree's pump alarm was obscenely loud.
It was.
It was like,
it made me, I kind of thought an alarm had gone off of my house.
Yeah. Me too. It was that loud.
Episode 6, Mary in the Middle.
Oh, okay. Mary.
Which is a game I've played.
I just want to say one thing about episode 5. I felt seeing when Amanda's head, she was listening to them. She got a comment and she said, oh, I'm not eavesdropping. I just have good hearing.
I'm just scratching a patch of eczema.
Same, Amanda. Same.
That's,
I didn't get voted biggest gossip for nothing. I'm losing my eyesight, but I can hear. That's why my hearing's getting better.
They say I'm going to be blind in 2 years.
We got to move on. We're terrible. Okay, episode 6. Yes, Mary in the Middle,
which is a great game to play. You're like, let's play Mary in the Middle.
Played that.
Yeah. Usually when you're the Mary in the Middle, how do I explain this? Mm. You know, one it's guy's like, at one end and the other's at another.
It's like a human Oreo cookie and you're the cream filling.
and filling is what's happening.
Yep. And believe me, you're going to have a side of milk.
So Brett's in the office. I haven't seen him a lot this season. And then
not
there's
at all.
Jason and Nagilo.
Hey, no, we can pick from your rep.
Turns out, Zed the DJ, this is so ridiculous. Like, I'm book reporting on this. Turns out, Zed the DJ, his manager just called, and they're not signing with the Oppenheims anymore.
Jason goes, what? What? What?
I loved his set at Coachella.
And she said, good, this is what I love about Emma. Emma's not mean the way she says things. She's like, well, he was disappointed because he thought you were going to be at the showings. Yeah. And Jason's like, you didn't reach out to me. And Emma fires back and says, what do you want me to do, Jason? Scoop you out of bed and make you get out of bed and go to these houses? Don't say you're going to be at every showing. And Jason just kind of looks at her and goes,
y'all, and Brett is the first to jump on his brother.
He's like, you can't promise something you can't do, Bubba.
What? I wish they called each other Bubba. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, that's you should hear the conversations they have in the bathtub. You should hear how they speak to each other when they're washing each other's backs. And Jason's like, oh, so many things went downhill when I was gone.
This place went to shit. And Emma said, to say the least.
So, y'all, Brie, her clients, Ashley and Pooh Bear.
You know what? I don't think G Flip is that weird of a name anymore.
Yeah. I'm like, what was that? I thought it said Pooh Bear on the Chiron.
I'm just going to say this. If your nickname is Pooh Bear, you better walk around with a tub of honey constantly.
Also, Pooh Bear isn't very big. I expect Pooh Bear to be a portly fellow.
He's not. That's true.
But apparently he's worked with Justin Bieber and all these people. I'm not up on this. He has a piano, $100,000 piano, Steinway.
Steinway, it's a pretty piano.
And Bree's like, yeah, Justin Bieber. They're like, Justin Bieber will come over and play for the kids. And like, Bree's like, this is a piece of music history. I'm like,
don't know if this is a Stradivarius.
Ray Charles wasn't playing on this.
No, Justin Bieber was writing Hey Baby on it.
No, she said, what? It was one of his other songs. I forgot which one it was. But I do love Baby. That song gets
that
stuck
song
in my
is
head.
So old.
I know, but it gets stuck in my head and I enjoy it.
I like that Ghost song.
I'll settle for the ghost of you. Can't get close to you. I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Smart lyric.
I don't know what song it was. Maybe.
Who cares?
Was it Yummy? Who cares? Yeah, who cares? Who cares?
Who cares? So I don't know why they did this unless it's going to be put a pin in it to save for later.
This is what I thought too. They go into all this house and then they say they have another broker, but they're still under contract. And Bree's like, well, I'm not touching that.
She doesn't want to do a co-listing.
They've got, she's like, I don't play well with others. And so I guess they have like 2 more months.
3 months until it expires.
3 months. She's like, so let me know at the end of 3 months and I'd love to be your client. I agree with that. Why show this unless it comes
back? I believe a call may be placed from our friend Pooh Bear later.
What if Christine is the broker? That's what I thought.
The way a full body shudder.
I still don't put them past it that Christine's going to make an appearance on the final episode.
I don't know. She has a.
She really burned the bridges, though.
She really burned the bridge with Adam DeBello. And you don't fuck with your producer.
You don't. Poodle, hear that again. You don't fuck with your producer. Literally and metaphorically, Poodle.
Well, one of our producers is female, so.
I know, but if we do other projects, I worry.
Even if they're cute.
You couldn't fuck Christina if you tried.
No, she pegged me.
She pegged you before the sun went down.
That's true. So, y'all, Chrishell and Emma are having brekkies, and they're talking about G, and they and she's like, Chrishell's like, I think G's someone I could be with forever. You know, we all thought it was a joke when it first happened, but I'm glad that they're happy. I'm
glad that they're happy too. This is when they are at Bluestone. I'm like, oh, I go there.
And at one,
it's the one on Third, I think.
And at one, I think you're right. And at one point, Emma says, "You need to take nudes. It's something I'll do for you." She's like, "I'm good at that upside down shot."
I thought this was because she says, and she's like, "Yeah, your nudes are amazing." And because you know it, and Emma's like, "Yeah, I really know it." She's like, "Maybe I should." And then I got to thinking, Poodle, look. I'm newly single. When I get back in the world, I'm going to need help. Will you help?
No.
You don't want to be a good friend and help me take my nudes?
No.
But what if I don't look good at them?
We'll do a photo shoot with you in those old-timey bathing suits. Maybe with a parasol, like a Gilbert Sullivan Mabel.
Will that get me men?
No, but I'd enjoy it very much.
I need someone to take my nudes for me.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Yep.
I kind of love this moment. That's good friendship.
I think women do that for each other. I don't think a lot of men do that for each other. So later on, we're at the penthouses, and Jason just got back. Jason's back in town. It's going to be here any second.
Flutter.
And they're freaking out about the $250,000 window tinting. And Jason is like, "I'm not paying that. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not spending the money." And then he went, "And why are there Cheerios on my deck?"
And my favorite part, y'all, she's really not the best manager because a manager will, yes, they're out for themselves, but they'll also like do things for the greater good.
Yeah.
And Mary immediately just says, "I'm just going to let you know you were here when these windows were installed. Not me. This is not on me. Not on me.
And so then Mary tells him about Nicole and Chriselle. And Jason's like, "You're handling it. It happened on your watch." Both of these people are just not wanting to deal with it. And it is Jason's to deal with.
If Jason's back, it is his to deal with, yes.
But y'all, he's so afraid of these women. He's so afraid of both of them.
And also, he's still in love with Chriselle.
But
he has this friendship with Nicole. Where you said Mary, that's her person at her wedding, and then her best friend. Jason actually is more emotionally connected to both of them.
I agree. Anyway.
He also fucked both of them.
And the one he's talking to. And then he's like, "You need to get it, dude. This is not going to go." He's like, "This can see me not going well for me." And Mary said, "This is my worst nightmare. You're a dick."
And she just gets up and leaves and pouts her lips.
Basically, there's a little bit of Chelsea at her Richard, the one who has the cult with all the women and
all white. The three blonde women.
He thinks
a
low offer, but she thinks she can get more. Later in the office, we have another Nicole Chriselle kind of sit down, come to Jesus. Mary has set it up and is basically sitting on Jason's desk with smoking a cigar.
Okay, I just want to say this. You've been in a teaching position, like camp stuff.
I love
but also
the teaching
classroom.
Position. It's a good position
but
to be in.
Did you ever have, when you were a teacher in like academic stuff, did you ever have student disagreement or things like that? I guess not, because it was college.
No.
But have you ever been in situations, though, where you had, when shows like cast, you ever have to deal with cast or conflict?
That is usually I tell the stage manager to handle it.
Okay, but still, when the stage manager handles, it's a little different in theater, because theater you just do what the stage manager says and shut up. But still, would you get two parties together and say, "I'm just going to let y'all talk and you just talk it out and I'm going to sit here"?
It's not. What they do need, Mary needs to facilitate more.
This is a terrible strategy.
Mary needs to try to talk and not have the other one sit there and the other tell Mary what their issue is instead of talking to the other. It was not a good problem-solving sesh.
No.
What should have happened here is Mary should have said, "So what you're saying is..." So Nicole tells Mary, and Mary would go to Chriselle saying, "So what Nicole is saying is blah, blah, blah." And I think this was less of a kind of a negotiation, not negotiation, but a less of a like let's make up session, but actually trying to find out what the problem is. We don't even know what the problem is yet. And the problem is Nicole thinks Chrishell got where she is by Jason having a crush on her.
A crush. And that finally comes out. And Chrishell says, Chrishell kind of jumps the gun and says, I don't like the inference. Yeah. I was married at the time. And Nicole says, which is true. Nicole's like, I didn't say that you were cheating on your husband. And Chrishell, because she's already activated. And Chrishell's already like, well, I just, no. And I'm like, well, she didn't say that. So then it just comes to Nicole saying, well, Nicole's, what Chrishell's really good at is Nicole said, I'm just saying I'm the more experienced realtor. Whew. And so I feel like you're coming at me. And Chrishell said, and Nicole doesn't get this. She's like, when you talk about, because Nicole keeps coming at her personality and who she is as a person, her identity. She said, that's tearing me down as a business person. It's not about facts.
It's really a low blow what Nicole is doing. And it's interesting. It's interesting that Nicole counters everything with about facts, with about saying, but no, it's about you personally. And that wasn't what Nicole wanted to say in the beginning. Nicole said it was because of a bad business deal.
Yeah, so this isn't about the
business deal. It's all personal.
Chrishell even said, I invited you to Friendsgiving and you came. And you came.
And Mary's like, she doesn't do that. She doesn't let me out of Friendsgiving.
She doesn't do that.
Where's my Adderall? And then she says, you will see the difference now because we are not friends.
And Nicole, she's like, I was, but I'm not now. And Nicole just has, she looks so weird like an alien. She does the okay sign with her hand and gets up and walks away. But her fingers are so long and then her nails are so long on top of it. She looked literally like a monster. Looked, it looked like Edward Scissorhands just like went, boom.
I had no idea we would find such a good villain in her. None.
Chef's kiss. She's amazing.
And I think in the latter episodes where there's always a big party where basically they shred someone to death. Because last time it was Christine. Remember how they followed her around?
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't. Oh, yeah. God, I miss Christine.
That's the show, everybody.
That's the show.
Good episodes. Good episodes. Thank y'all for following us. We're going to have, now remember, do all these episodes drop at
they
once?
They do. And then the reunion drops the following week.
All right, everybody. We appreciate you very much. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can find out everything about us. Follow us on Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, TikTok, and Twitter. Leave a review, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We appreciate that very much. And until then, y'all.
Remember, when you're having a day where when you can't get the tinting done on your windows and there's a Cheerio on your deck, just think, I'm a bad bitch. I sell houses, go to the club, put some heels on. Sailing sunset. I'm a bitch and I boss and I shine like glass.